Hello, my name is Amanda. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have an emergency, hang up and dial 911. Are you calling for a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how may I help you?
I want to ask you, if you have a court case trying to evict a tenant because they just refused to pay their rent, they quit their job, let go or anything, but they are making more money, you know, just staying home. And they're doing it based on COVID. Well, the landlord also has been quarantined, but having to travel 100 miles to go to court to, hear where the case is being heard and having to go a second time. And the person has been in the house for 7 months, not paid a dime of rent, and just, you know, won't even let the landlord make repairs on the house or anything. So how is that fair, you know?
Yes, I can actually give you a phone number where you can do protocols complaints and they can give you more insight and information on what you can do. Do you have a pen and paper?
I'm getting one right now.
Okay.
It's just so unfair what they're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you know, the person in my house is a third my age. Money, and I depend on that as my income, plus I have a disabled adult son, and I only have Social Security to live on because she's not paying her rent. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm having to pay taxes and insurance on the house. It's just crazy. I'm just fit to be tied, as you can tell.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have to pay your lawyer, but they get free lawyers. It's just, you know, and nobody's helping. They help them,
nope.
But they don't help the landlord.
All right. But that phone, are you ready for that phone number?
Yes.
It's 800-232-4636.
And what is this now? What do they do?
This is where you can call to file complaints or to get more information on, as far as like what you said, because you're a landlord and they're not paying bills, they'll give you the guidelines, protocols, and things that can help you out of what you can do about it.
Okay. And you don't get fined for complaining, do you? Cause
no, ma'am.
I can't even complain, you know, about anything.
Yeah.
So have you had other calls like this? Or
You're actually the first call that I've had like this.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't believe
some people. I think it's just some people are taking advantage of the situation when they really don't. You know, they can work it. Since the pandemic, I haven't done unemployment. I've worked throughout the whole thing, so I can't relate to them. But some people are taking advantage of it. They really are.
Yeah, she learned that she could do that. You know, unfortunately, I'm the one that clued her in because I told her I had a helper that was helping me because I'm over 80 and I have fourth stage congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation and interstitial lung disease. My lady that was helping me, I was paying her over $20 an hour, and she quit because she found out she could draw unemployment. And see, I didn't fire her. She just quit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she got unemployment plus some kind of child care stuff plus stimulus money. And she's making over $5,000 a month. So I lost my
house.
Yeah, I lost my house. And so when I mentioned that to this tenant, and I should be shot for even, I don't know why I mentioned that, but, it never occurred to me she'd do the same thing. You see how unfair all this is.
Oh, yeah, I do. I absolutely. I think it's absurd. I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
But, I mean, what is your job? What type of thing do you do?
We just help set up appointments for the COVID-19 testing.
Oh.
And direct them if they have other questions regarding anything else.
I see. Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
I won't open my mouth about that. Okay. All righty, I'll call and see if this is any kind of help, you know. But I'm telling you, it just drives you out of your mind to think somebody can do this and they're being
Oh,
paid,
yeah.
you know, to do it. So, and they hurt people that really, really need it.
Oh,
Oh.
yeah, there you are.
Oh, well.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.